Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimil Kidbi, the chapter on the prohibition of lying. We know that lying in Islam is something that is not liked at all. A Muslim is one that is honest. A Muslim is one that is truthful. All the time a Muslim is careful that he doesn't say any word that goes against the reality, goes against the truth. Obviously there are certain extreme circumstances which we will do, but in general a Muslim is very, very honest in what he does. A Muslim is clear in what he does. When a person is dealing with a Muslim, he feels very comfortable. That's why you find this, the greeting of a Muslim is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that peace be upon you. What is meant? That from my side there's complete peace, from my side there's complete honesty. From my side, you don't have to worry about any type of treachery. I'm giving you assurance of safety from my side. So when a person is meeting another Muslim, Assalamu alaikum, the first thing he's telling is, peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now he's saying, in other words, from my side is complete peace, safety. And now I'm making dua that from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace be upon you, mercy be upon you. So automatically the salam already is creating an environment of peace. And lying and treachery, what it does, it creates the complete opposite. What it does, it creates conflict. When people lie, it creates conflict. It creates disturbance in the relationship. Islam is such that we enhance our relationship with our brothers, with our fellow Muslims. We enhance our relationship. We increase it. There's honesty, there's truthfulness. It's very easy to deal with a person that you know that is honest, he's truthful. If it's 1 cent short also, he'll tell you 1 cent short. And like that, it's very easy to work with a staff, with an employee that's very honest. It makes it so easy. There's so much of trust. There's so much of happiness. But let there come a little bit of doubt in a person's actions. All the time it worries a person. That I don't know if this employee is stealing. I don't know if he's taking money. I don't know if he's taking personal benefits from the company. So now these are things that will continuously worry a person. On the other hand, Islam is there to create sukoon, to create happiness, to create contentment. And one of the things that create contentment is honesty. So therefore now Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining the chapter on the prohibition of lying. So the first ayah that he brings, قال الله تعالى ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم in Surah Isra. Allah Ta'ala says, do not pursue those things which you have no knowledge of. In other words, those things that you don't know, you're following, you're commenting about it, you're speaking about things that you don't have knowledge. When you speak about things that you don't have knowledge, you'll end up lying. Why? Because you didn't have the facts in front of you and now you're speaking as though you've got the facts in front of you. Then what happens is you'll end up lying. So therefore, what you don't have knowledge about it, وَلَا تَقْفُ, don't pursue those things that you don't have any knowledge of. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that whenever a word escapes, inshallah for today we'll end up here and tomorrow we'll start the ahadith. So this ayat also Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it in a few chapters. The same ayat. Well, it's such a powerful ayat that ma yalfidhu min qawlin, whenever a word escapes, in other words, it leaves the mouth. So why the word escape is being used? It's because now that word has left the mouth, it's gone. If something leaves the house, something leaves, the car goes out of the garage, there's still a chance of bringing it back in the garage. That word is gone, it's gone into thin air. That word is gone, it's probably gone into somebody's ears. It probably hurt somebody already. It may have caused a lot of trouble. So whatever word is escaping from the mouth, it's leaving the mouth. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There's one God. What is that God? There's one angel that Allah has got appointed. And that angel is ready to record those words. So in other words, every person has got a nigran. A nigran is a watch, a guard that is waiting. And as soon as a word leaves a person's mouth, it's being recorded. You spoke this and you said this. Now imagine if a person speaks a lie. How serious it is. As we're going to go through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we'll realize that a lie is not a small thing in Islam. This is something that is extremely serious. Therefore you find even before Nubuwat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was known as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. Amongst the people in general, they knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be very, very truthful. Al-Amin, very trustworthy. If you left any trust by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could be rest assured that you'll get your trust back. So honest, This was a quality, a beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from amongst the many qualities. But even the kuffar, they would know him as As-Sadiqin Al-Amin. So we also want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One very great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always be honest, always be clear, always be fair. You'll find a person who has these qualities in him, this quality of honesty, truthfulness, etc. People are comfortable to be with him because they know that this man is a very honest, very truthful person. On the other hand, when a person speaks one lie, then what happens? It progresses. We'll see in tomorrow's hadith, it progresses and it progresses. The person becomes a habitual liar, and he's recorded now as a habitual liar in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if a person speaks one truth, he speaks another truth, he becomes habitually truthful until he is recorded as a honest person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we should strive to be very, very honest. So this ayat of the Quran, keep it in mind all the time. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it here a few times to keep us on check. But always remember there is one angel that is by us. We are it's not such that it is not being recorded, or we can just press the delete button, finish, and it's gone. There is Tawbah, the Tawbah is there in its place. But sometimes the effects of those words, they have very far-reaching consequences. There was a father, to teach his son this lesson, he told his father, his son, do me a favor, get a piece of board, chipboard. And then he told his son, take these nails and knock it into the board in a few places. So the son took the nails, took the hammer, and he knocked into a few places. So he told his son, the next part of the exercise is take out these nails from the board. So the son now said, that's easy. He took the reverse side of the hammer and he pulled out those nails. So the father told him, right, the third part of this exercise now is take out the holes from the board. So the son looked at the father and he said, that I can't do. I could knock the nail in and I could pull the nail out, but I am unable to pull out the holes from the board. So father told him, this is exactly the condition of words. When you say a word, it has the effect of piercing someone's heart. It has the effect of hurting somebody. It's like knocking a nail into a person. And when you tell a person sorry, or you ask a person for forgiveness, it's like pulling out that nail. But the hole that you left in a person's heart, and the hurt that you left, that you'll never be able to pull out. So therefore, be very careful. It's like that hole that you couldn't pull out from the board. Be very careful. Don't even knock that nail in the first place into someone's heart. Be very careful what you say. So this speech is something that is very important. And one part of speech is being very honest. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.